This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Again, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9 TheGame.com. Here is my situation. I am trying to do a job for the NFL, and I think this is would provide a revenue stream. I think for the NFL as if they need another one. But more importantly, I think this is a benefit to us, meaning football fans. And I only go down this road because the NFL, they cast the first shot across the bow by moving the Pro Bowl out of Hawaii. In Orlando, you say it's been in other places, be that as it may. I remember a long time ago there was an issue, and I think, didn't they have it at Rice State? Like, I'm talking about decades ago. They had it over Texas Stadium.
You'd be surprised at where they had it years ago.
Okay.
You would be surprised.
I really wouldn't, probably. I've seen some players.
No, where the Pro Bowl.
I know that there was some issues back in the 60s with certain players not being allowed to be in certain cities, and they split up the Pro Bowl or whatever they called it back then. So if you're alluding to that,
nope.
I don't. Okay.
Nope.
Give me a location I'd be surprised at.
That, your hometown.
It was actually played at Soldier Field or Wrigley Field?
Wrigley Field.
Okay. Well, that's where the Bears played before Soldier Field. Could you imagine going to an All-Star game?
It's cold enough here. It's cold enough here, not in Chicago, man.
All right. Well, we'll get back to that. And here's my thing. I think that they should move all the first of all, scrap Mexico City, scrap London. And my reason for that is when they first started doing this, yes, it was a way to expand the NFL fan base. But they also did it under the guise of possibly moving a franchise there. I always heard that. Well, we now know they ain't going to those places, especially Mexico City. And the time for them to move to London has come and gone because there was NFL Europe, and it didn't work.
That was never an intention with NFL Europe. NFL Europe was always a developmental league.
Regardless.
It was always meant to be
developmental. It didn't work. So they're not putting a team there.
But there is an interest in American football because you're American military installation.
I understand that. I understand all of that. If you want to do that from time to time, fine. But make it really a special event. Don't do it like they're doing it now where they're playing 3-4 games a year, during the course of the regular season in these various locations. Stop that next year.
Folks over there think it's special. They do.
Again, I'm talking about Americans Sam. I'm talking about America. You hear what I'm saying?
Americans wake
I'm
up and watch
I'm talking about to take care of America. I'm not talking about the armed forces.
We wake
See,
up
this
and
is
watch
what
it.
He wants to do. You just want to play tennis with me.
We got some
and
fun.
And you want to win. No. Hang on a second. I'm getting to him.
Okay.
Because you keep coming at me here, and I'm going to get my point out.
We got all morning to go along with this, but you know
you're
what
You're going to make
saying.
The man sit on? He's 8 time zones away. You're going to make him sit down?
No, I'm saying, come on. Let's get his thoughts.
This is what I want to do.
He's actually seen the game.
This is what I want to do. I want to move all the rivalries, or as many as possible, to Hawaii. Right? Forget about moving these games to other countries. You make the Bears-Packers game. You make the Saints-Falcons game. You make the Cowboys-Redskins. That rivalry game, you put it in Hawaii, I guarantee you people here in America will reach in their pockets 10 times faster to go to that stadium during the fall and in the winter than they would to Mexico City or to London. And to make my point, or at least hopefully he will help me out, this is a friend of Bo's.
Okay.
And Bo reached out to this dude. Right now we are making a call to Hawaii. Am I correct? I got Shannon on the phone. Shannon, good morning.
Greg and Sam, good morning. Aloha from the 808.
Hello,
from
man.
The 808 there. Whoa.
So you and Bo been boys for a while?
Yeah, 25 years. Go back to Louisiana to the 318.
Yeah.
You doing some Cajun cooking there? And what island, by the way, are you on?
Right now, I'm on Oahu, which is home of Honolulu.
Yep.
I'd say 75% or 80% of the state population is here on Oahu.
And what's the temperature right now?
Oh man, last night we got down to 59 and had to close the windows
Ooh.
And take out the blanket.
Oh, that's
and by the way, it's 1:26 in the morning there.
Yeah,
which is a whole other episode.
Yeah.
which is a whole other episode of Oprah Why. I wouldn't want to live there, but it's a great place to visit. Okay, Shannon, my situation is this. I got a problem with the NFL trying to put these games in other countries. And I think if they're going to move the Pro Bowl out of Hawaii, which they have, and that's a revenue stream for you guys, that was a big deal having that game there every year. But I think that you can support more games, 3-4 games, throughout the course of the NFL season. Moreover, I think that – are you from Louisiana?
Originally, yes.
Okay. So let's say that you lived back here, and as opposed to London or Mexico City, which is where the NFL went last year, you were told that Saints-Falcons game, they're going to play in Honolulu. You got a little bit of disposable cash. Of those three locations, I know you kind of know where you are right now, but wouldn't you think that the folks in Louisiana would travel to Honolulu quicker than they would London or Mexico City?
I believe so. I really do. And the other thing I would say is from my position working in food and beverage, I've had the opportunity to speak to a lot of the NFL players, front office people and families. And I got to tell you, they were the first ones that were bummed about the Pro Bowl moving. It was a real, almost like a vacation for the family. Of course, the players enjoyed it. And when it was taken away, we weren't happy about it for sure. I tend to agree with your point. I know that from everything I read, I think the owner of the Jaguars is one of the only owners that's really into this whole international thing. I think he's of Midwestern descent. So I know that he's into playing in London or Mexico City or what have you. But all the players that I've talked to, their families, you know, they really missed the opportunity to come to Hawaii, and we sure missed the game for sure.
That's the Pro Bowl game, though. But we're talking about regular season game. And if you know anything about Falcons Saints, that's the thing that where the Atlanta fans look forward to going to New Orleans. New Orleans fans look forward to coming to Atlanta. I don't know how they would react to saying, okay, we're going to take this game.
To Hawaii? They're going to react real positively.
Like an NFL game that's like a college rivalry. I don't think so.
The man across the glass right there
says
he's going.
That's the man across the glass.
Okay, you're going to dismiss
him? I don't think the majority of the fans would do that. I really don't think so. The Falcons-Saints game, because it's in the Southeast, is a pro football rivalry that acts like an SEC rivalry.
Yeah.
And I think those people like having the game where it is. I don't know, Shannon, you from Louisiana, what do you think?
He just said he would.
I'm talking about a regular season game. I'm not talking about an all-star exhibition game. I'm talking about a game that means something for standings, means something possibly for the postseason.
Like the ones they play in London and they play in Mexico City.
But,
same thing.
But not a rivalry game. They're not going to play Falcons-Saints in London.
I think you got to compare apples to apples and oranges to oranges. You know, I mean, if you're saying take it out of the Superdome and bring it to Honolulu, I maybe see your point. But if it's take it from Wembley or take it from Mexico City and bring it to Honolulu – you know, I kind of tend to side with the Hawaii trip myself. I mean, if we saw what happened in Mexico City this year, I mean, just what a black eye for the NFL, you know?
Yeah. Hey, again, Shannon Jones, a friend of our producer Bo here, joining us on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, talking about the possibility of moving this game. This is my thing. This is my quest, okay? So I'm on this rock by myself, but Bo decided to bring me a guy from whose boots on the ground, if you will, right there in Hawaii. Sam still disagrees with moving this game.
Well, not really, which game?
The
Pro Bowl is fine.
Game.
You're saying not just a game. You're saying a rivalry game.
Yeah, I'm saying that's the most exciting one.
You can't move rivalry games.
You can do anything you want to do with scheduling. You can do whatever you want to do.
I think NFL fans would not go with that.
Again,
they won't.
How many things the NFL fans don't go with what the NFL does? The NFL does what it wants to do. They don't care about the fans. They've shown that over and over again. They do exactly what they want to do.
You think Bears fans and Packers fans are going to tolerate that game?
Dude, in a second.
Right, really?
In a second.
Really?
In a second.
No way.
You ain't never set your big behind in Soldier's Field in January, have you?
But that's what they're used to doing.
Come on.
Shannon's got something.
Go ahead, Shannon.
Talk.
You got to remember also that fans of teams, you know, live in places. You know, there are Saints fans outside of New Orleans. There's Falcons fans outside of Atlanta. And keep in mind that the first 9 weeks of the season, I believe it is, before you guys recognize daylight savings time, which we don't do here in Hawaii. So those first 9 weeks of the season, the NFL slate of games start at 7 a.m. our time. All right. If you get up on a Sunday morning out here, and you go to one of these bars or these places that have the NFL Sunday ticket, there is a line of people waiting to get in, all right? in many cases, we're talking about places that closed at 2 or 3 a.m. the night before on Saturday night. Yeah. And here they are at 7 a.m. with a line of people ready to get in, all right? And you're going to see, you know, there's a lot of West Coast-dominated fans, you know, a lot of Chargers fans, you know, a lot of West Coast expatriates that come out here. But, I mean, I see Bears fans. I see Dolphins fans, you know. So I don't know if I had to take a stab. I would say 30, 40, 50% of the seats are going to be filled with fans that live in Hawaii.
Well, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com.
Another thing you mentioned, Shannon, one thing Greg talked about was the stadium there, because he feels like there's nothing else there. But what else do they do with the stadium other than...
Well, the University of Hawaii plays
there. Yeah, I know, but what else happens with
well,
it?
I'm glad you brought that up. I actually had that on my little bullet point here. in the last 2 months, and that stadium is called Aloha Stadium, and it is dated, don't get me wrong, but in the last 2 months, I personally have seen Guns N' Roses. I saw the Eagles. Mm. And I know that next month Eminem is coming out. So it's definitely a venue that's, you know, capable of holding some people. And I just remember, has it been 5, 6, 7 years ago, the last Pro Bowl I came to, it gets it done, you know?
All right.
It gets it done. I remember being 5, 6 feet away from Ray Lewis. I remember dapping up Drew Brees. You know, it's just it's a real special place. I mean, three weeks ago I was at the Sony Open, you know. I guess I'm saying all that to say that just there is a sports culture here. If you remember 2007 when the UH football team went undefeated and ended up getting a Sugar Bowl bid where they lost to Georgia.
Can I ask you something, Shannon? I was at that game,
yeah,
and the temperature dipped down, and the folks from Hawaii had to buy coats. I don't know what they did with those coats when they went back to Hawaii. I don't know if they used them for window shades or whatever, because they never get a chance to wear them.
Hey, listen, we got to go here. But, Shannon, I can't thank you enough, and thank Bo for I don't know, he didn't wake you up, did he? Or are you coming home from work and or partying?
I'll plead the fifth.
All right. That's good enough.
Hey, man,
that's
I appreciate it. Thank you for the knowledge, Shannon.
Thanks a lot, Shannon.
Aloha.
All right, you guys in a big hoot at.
There you go. All right.
We got to hoot at all the way from Hawaii.
You see what I'm saying, man? And again, I'm not – you can feel how you want about it.
Yeah.
And by the way, the one thing that he did allude to, which is the problem why I could never really, as a sports fan, live in Hawaii full time. There's a couple reasons, but one of them is – got to wake up at 10 o'clock in the morning and watch the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I can't do that, man.
You know, you serve breakfast. You do it with breakfast. It's just like we watch Wimbledon and then breakfast at Wimbledon.
I ain't waking up to watch Wimbledon. You know, you tennis fans do.
But I'm just saying.
I know it's on
do,
earlier.
Right?
But
that's the thing.
There's a difference. No, that's ahead. This
right,
is behind.
Yes, okay.
I'm not doing that. Imagine watching Wimbledon in Hawaii.
Oh, my goodness. Well, it's like watching Australian Open.
Yeah.
It's all, you know, it's a whole nother day.
The whole point of this is that I would like to see the NFL make a conscious effort to move regular season games to this empty stadium that's sitting there in Honolulu. Work it out. You weave them in and out of the games that the University of Hawaii use that stadium for, the Pro Bowl. There'll be a lot more interest in it. Here's a game that you could possibly move to start off with. Now, boy, and I'm thinking of things in a special way. That third game on Thanksgiving. And again, I'll put it to the Bears and Packers. You tell me at the beginning of the season that the Bears and the Packers are going to play in Honolulu on Thanksgiving, and that's that third game, you know, that starts after the Lions and the Cowboys play. You know, they added another game, and that's the game. And then the Bears and the Packers have a bye week that next week, which is what is going to happen to all the games that take place in Honolulu. You give those teams a bye week the next week. They do right now for London.
I think it makes sense for two people. Right now, the Raiders are kind of like wandering nomads. They're not sure where they're going to play next season. Have them play a game there. And, of course, the Chargers are playing in this Pee Wee League stadium. They could go play some games. Yeah, I mean, and he just mentioned the West Coast teams get a lot of supporters out there. Now, that would make sense.
I'm trying to make something special.
I know. And no, this would make sense.
It doesn't necessarily make sense.
Yeah, it does.
It doesn't necessarily make sense
about
just
NFL
the West
team
Coast.
Going. Yes, absolutely.
Sam and Greg.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.